Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you know who they play?
You know, I do know who they play.
They're on the road, which means we get to see Kyrie Irving and James Harden.
They're on the road again.
Of course, Kyrie Irving can't play home games, and James Harden is pining to be in Philadelphia. Isn't that the latest?
Well, I don't know about that. He said he's willing to relocate, and I started that Philadelphia rumor 6 months ago.
No. I will be the first to say this.
Thank you.
And I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. And honestly, I don't even care that much right now. It's about this year and winning a championship, or at least trying to.
Yeah.
If James Harden leaves and goes to Philly,
yeah,
I will be the first person to say, Craig called this for a while.
Yeah.
You were saying it since, like, the day they traded for him.
I thought, by the way, he was going to Philly.
I know.
Before he came to Brooklyn. I was pretty close
to
that.
And here's what I'm dying to have. Here's the discussion I really want to have.
Yeah.
The Nets win a title. Harden leaves. Harden leaves. I win a title. And that whole discussion of how do you feel about the guy who left you but won you a title? Because I am convinced he'll be a god to me. You win me a championship? Go to Philly.
Yeah.
He
would be in the Net Hall of Fame.
Yeah, in my book.
Right.
If he's the finals MVP and then leaves and goes to Philly, I will still build a shrine for him in my home. That's why Kyrie's right when he said to that Cleveland fan the other day, I got you a mother bleeping title. If you get me a mother bleeping title,
right,
I'm good.
Yeah,
We're good.
Listen, I guess all things wear off at some point, but
I don't know.
I have very limited experience with it. I only have 86. You have no experience.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I would sign right now for a championship.
Let me ask you a question.
Goes to Philly.
CSNY, thank you, Grubhub. Would you, if I'm going to guarantee you a single championship.
Done.
Hold on. You have two young sons.
I don't do that.
No, here's what I'm going to say to you.
What?
I'm going to give you the championship right now this year, the Nets win. You don't win another one. Or I'm going to wait until your sons are old enough to really enjoy it with their dad. Let's say Jets 20, Spence is 16, and you and your sons get to watch and enjoy the championship together. Would you wait another decade or more to get the one?
I'll tell you why it's a very difficult question.
Because right now, Spence won't enjoy it.
You're 100% right, and that's a great case. Wouldn't it be awesome to have my sons enjoy it with
me?
Well, I also have a father. And while my dad may remember 86 and 69,
right,
I haven't gotten to celebrate a championship with him.
That's interesting.
So either
you get to do it with your dad or with your sons, but not
well,
both.
Well, no, I could do both if my dad lives until he's 90.
It's not on the table. If you had to choose... You'd rather do it with your dad.
Well, I'd rather do it with my dad for this reason. My kids are young.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't they have to suffer the way I did?
There you go. That's what I was trying to get from you.
Is it really good for you? Put it this way. Here's the other thing. When the Mets won in 86, I was 3. My youngest son is 1,
right,
and my oldest son is 5.
Right.
Like, I don't even think they would appreciate it now. So you're saying
they
appreciate it when they're like 12
and
8?
Yeah, like when you're, or even a little bit older, like my kids. So Sonny... You know, Sonny's 19, Luggy's, 17. Like, they would appreciate a championship.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I want to be able to celebrate with my dad, too. Like, I want both.
You don't get both. I'm only giving you one. Who do you pick? The boys or the old man?
My old man for this reason.
I respect
There's no guarantee that my kids are going to love sports the way I do. Now, while Jet does, so far, he's 5. I need to be reasonable about that.
Okay.
And I'm not going to force that on them. Like, if they're not into it,
What? If they won't ever see their father, it's being forced on them.
No, no, that's not true. Yeah.
Here's Dave in Belmore. As the Giants have asked permission to talk to Dan Quinn, but not talk, interestingly enough, to Kellen Moore. What do you got, Dave?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I listen all the time.
Thank you.
And going back to where you were mentioning Deshaun Watson, possibly, I mean, that would be awesome. But my thoughts, and I don't have a problem with it because I don't know where Deshaun Watson's legal issues
right.
and problems
right.
lie. But what, like, how do the Mariners and how do the Giants get around that?
Well, I mean, that's the, you know, that's the $64,000
question. Here's how they get around it. If they hire, let's just say Ryan Poles, because that's the guy I think they should hire, in my opinion. If Ryan Poles says, look, I really, really believe this is the right thing to do. And obviously those lawsuits have been settled. That's going to be a key here. I mean, he's not coming here with that still hanging over his head. But I think if the general manager is truly going to get that full authority and he says, look, this is best for the team. I believe it. I believe giving up two first round picks and a future third. Whatever that package is, I believe it makes us better. I believe I can fix the offensive line anyway. I believe I can make the cap work. I want a franchise quarterback. Because if we don't get a franchise quarterback here, yeah. where are we getting it? Are we believing Daniel Jones is that guy? Are we not drafting a quarterback this year? Are we waiting until next year's draft? God knows where you're drafting next year. Are you going after a Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr or whomever? That's how I think it happens. I think the general manager says, this is the guy. And he stands on the table and bangs it and says, this is the guy.
Yeah, so that's the one thing, and John Mara acknowledged that, you know, when it comes to off-the-field issues, the GM and the coach do not have the say. The owners have the say. And while I want to be fair and clear, you know, the Deshaun Watson allegations are nowhere near as ugly, in my opinion, as the Josh Brown situation from, you know, what, 6 years ago now. They're still not good. And the New York Giants, you did have egg on their face, with how they handled the Josh Brown situation.
But that egg on your face is going to make you more hesitant to do something else.
I think it makes it harder.
Yes.
Like, there's no doubt that the only way John Mara agrees to bring Deshaun Watson in here is if, A, every single suit has been settled or, you know, disappeared, and, B, the Houston Police Department comes out and says, we are closing the file on Deshaun Watson. There will be no criminal charges filed for this alleged behavior.
Isn't that any team?
I don't know if it's any
team. I don't
know
if any team's going to trade for him.
I don't know about that.
Did any team trade for him this year?
They did not.
Why not?
I don't know I know the answer in part. In part, that's got to be it for sure. But the other part also was, you know, the Houston Texans. You know, did they get offered what they wanted? And, you know, how stubborn were they going to be in actually dealing? Don't forget, you know, it was a whole new regime there. When this thing went down, you know, Tom Pelissero or however
Pelissero.
Yeah. So who knows? But I feel
very
comfortable.
That's the NFL Network analyst guy.
What happened?
That's the NFL Network analyst.
What
guy.
Did I say? Pelissero?
No. Yeah. That's
Casario. Pardon.
You're thinking of Nick Casario.
Yeah, Nick Casario. My
I'm
bad.
Like, why is he mentioning Tom
Pelissero?
Because
I'm looking at Pelissero's report about interviewing Dan Quinn. Yeah. Nick Casario. Excuse me.
There you go.
Yeah. Listen, I know this. You're not going another year and having that guy making $30 million sitting on the sideline, right?
No, he's going to be.
And you're not cutting him.
No,
because you got to get something for him.
You would also think that this has been a year now. I mean, we're literally coming up on a year that there is going to be a conclusion to this, and it comes down to this
Giants.
Idea of if the Giants, whoever the new GM is, and if John Mara's willing to sign off on it.
All right, so let me just for S's and giggles. I think Brian Flores comes here. The first thing he'll request, he doesn't get it necessarily. Is I want you guys to talk to Deshaun Watson because I want to win right away. He guarantees me I win right away. I got a great quarterback. Now, we have to have this conversation because we're in the business as fans of wanting to win.
Right.
So our loyalty is to the jersey, not the player. Our loyalty is selfish-based. We want to win.
Right.
So you and I need to have an open, honest conversation that we've not yet had in this regard.
About what? What?
Well, we're talking about the New York Giants getting Deshaun Watson and bringing in Brian Flores.
Okay.
Why wouldn't the Jets think about it?
Come on.
No.
You're not getting rid of a coach and a quarterback after 1 year.
No, not the coach. Not talking about the coach.
Oh, you want to get rid of the quarterback?
Not about getting rid of him. He's not making any money.
Well, you want to give up on him and trade for Deshaun.
What I'm saying
is, I was all in last year. You know that.
What I'll say is this, and I like Zach Wilson, but the hardest position in football to find is the stud quarterback.
I agree.
I've got the same draft capital the Giants have. I got it.
Yep.
I could go. I can make the same trade.
I also have a massive amount of cap room.
Right. So if I'm the New York, forget about the Giants for a second. I get the Giants. They got Flores, GM, whoever it is. Okay, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. But the New York Jets.
No.
The New York Jets also may or may not have a franchise quarterback. I don't know if Zach Wilson ever becomes a top 10 quarterback in this league. I thought he made progress, but I don't know. I've got the same draft capital.
You said he was Dan Marino last year.
Yeah, but listen, I got a guy who I know is. No. If I'm the New York Jets, I go get Deshaun.
I can't do it.
Why?
Because
why? Because the potential?
Yes, because I've already...
But I don't need potential. I got the real thing.
No,
I got kinetic.
I totally get that. I think when I'm a year into this project of a young quarterback, I need to see it through.
Oh,
and I know I may live
no,
to regret
sir.
This, and the odds are I would live to regret this.
You're damn
right. Admit that. But I'm a year in. I saw progress over the last 5 weeks of the season. I just kind of want to ride for now with what I'm building.
Listen, I want to win because I never have. And as much as I hope that Zach Wilson's the guy, like we're all talking about the Giants. It just dawned on me. Why aren't we talking about the Jets?
Because you still believe you have your guy.
Guess what?
I've seen enough from Daniel Jones with injuries in 3 years to say, I'm pretty sure he's not my franchise quarterback. I don't know yet about Zach. He did a lot of things that concerned me this year.
By the way, if you're the Houston Texans, you want a couple first-round draft picks, or you want first-round draft picks and Zach Wilson?
It's all how they view Zach Wilson. And that's a question. Because we said that about Tua. Like, do they want Tua?
Yeah.
I don't know how they view Tua. I don't know how the Texans view Zach Wilson, but I right now, and I may be in the minority. I get that.
Tomorrow's show, we'll get into this more in depth, but I'm telling you.
I've invested a year in Zach Wilson. He wasn't Josh Rosen. Like, I don't think he was bad enough for me to say, I'm done.
Yep.
1 year, I'm
done. It's
not
about what he did. It's about what I know the other guy can
do. No, I get that. I get that.
I'll get you by tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
You'll
I'll have you on board.
You'll convince
me. I'll have every Jet fan looking out of the Deshaun Watson palm as well. I'm going to call Joe Douglas on the time on my way home.
What do you think he's going to say?
JD, CC, what's good? Listen, Zach, first round pick, Deshaun Watson. What are we doing? You want to listen? Joe Douglas has to put a team on the field next year that's good, as more better than anyone.
Yeah.
Because his job's on the line if he doesn't do it after this year. So if I'm Joe Douglas, all right, how do I get really good overnight? Zach Wilson, first round draft pick, we'll take Deshaun, let's rock.
And the other thing
is, guess what? I now compete with the Bills.
The other thing is, and I hate to use this argument because I know I argue it against it all the time, but it is in my brain, so I have to be fair.
Yeah.
If I still believe Zach can be a franchise quarterback, which I still do, or a year in, I'm licking my chops at fixing this defense with premium picks this year, of maybe drafting that center from Iowa with one of my first-round picks. Like, I have a chance to fill these holes while I've got a quarterback that I still think is the guy, as opposed to taking those chips, trading them all in, which, again, I know is worth it if you know you're getting a quarterback, but giving up on the guy that I've already invested a year in, that I've seen some progress from, that I think could be our guy. I have a tough time doing that.
I do everything in my power to make it happen because it's time for us to win a little bit. We're allowed to win.
Are we?
I don't know. But I can tell you right now, while we're all talking about the Giants getting Brian Flores and with Brian Flores to Deshaun Watson, you can't forget about the Jets. The Jets have, matter of fact, the Jets have more to offer because I'll give you Zach Wilson for him. I wouldn't blink at that deal. First round pick.
Boy, you sell out
Zach
so
Wilson,
quickly.
Let's rock.
Last year, not even last year, at the beginning of the year, you said, Evan, this is my Dan Marino.
That's my guy.
You sold out Dan Marino so quick, man. You couldn't wait. By the way, I need to ask this question. It's very unrelated, but I've gotten a lot of tweets.
Go.
Did Shane McMahon write you back?
Who's tweeting you? And when did they tweet you?
Oh, my God. I got to go through all these now.
I fact check you. Yeah. You don't have a single tweet today about it.
First of all, why are you turning this around on me?
Because the guy just sent me a note. He goes, Craig, does it bother you when Evan continues to fact check everything you say? It seems to make you look bad. He can't wait to prove you wrong. Yes, Deshaun Watson has a no trade clause. I don't need to be fact checked on that.
No. But wait a second. Yeah. If I don't fact check you,
let it go.
It leads to you getting crushed by thousands of people on Twitter.
You think I care about Twitter?
Yeah, but I'm doing it. Okay, Boomer's cough button.
Yeah.
DM'd me.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Evan.
Yeah.
Did Shane O'Mac call him back?
Yeah. When did he DM you?
4 hours ago.
4 hours ago? Right at the start of the show?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
I'm not telling you.
So Craig texted Shane to ask
if Vince, a text relationship. That's
if
right.
Vince's father, you may have heard of him, Vince McMahon, buys dinosaur bones.
Well, the problem is that, you know, it did come out yesterday that exactly what I told you was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock had to admit it was Fugazi.
Right.
And it wasn't Stan.
It was not Stan. He confirmed that.
$32 million later.
He said he went to like a local
archaeologist. Yeah, it's called Evolution. It's in
and had them build it for him. So what did Shane say?
I don't share private texts with people.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
People are very upset with you in the way you treated me yesterday regarding the Rock's dinosaur. yelling and screaming for an hour, it's real, you're wrong, it's real. You're going to apologize, Craig, it's real, it's wrong, The Rock would never lie. You're right? Okay, let's move on to the Giants. People are really upset with you right now.
I've also learned that when you look at social media, you're not very accurate with what you read.
People are very upset with you.
Like that guy who did the power rankings of people that he thinks are nice at WFAN.
Yeah, I corrected him.
You gave me the list and it was dead wrong.
Well, maybe I saw it wrong.
And then the guy actually asked me, he said, how come you didn't retweet it? Because I said I would. And the reason I didn't retweet it is I felt bad. I thought like maybe Giannotti would be sensitive about being last. Maybe you would be sensitive about being second to last.
Oh, I don't care about that.
And so
I've been around too long to care about that.
All right, it was mostly.
I just wanted Jerry Recker to get the credit he deserved.
Well, it was mostly Giannotti then.
Why,
I felt
he was
bad.
Pissed?
No, that's why I didn't retweet it.
Go ahead and retweet it. What do I care?
Nah.
By the way, Bruce Arians has been fined $50,000 for slapping his own player in the helmet.
Did you see the clip of that?
Yeah, I saw live. So it happened. Yeah.
I don't think he should have been fined for that. Am I crazy for saying
he
that?
He walked down the field and slapped his own player in the head.
Well, so he slapped him in the head. And
you can't physically assault your own player. Come on.
But Craig,
Yeah.
He slapped him in the head. He was wearing a helmet.
It was like a pin slap.
It was a love tap.
Bring
a helmet in tomorrow, and I'll show you what Bruce Arians did.
Okay, how about I'll bring a helmet in, and you put it on,
okay,
and I'll slap you in
it. Nah, because you won't be accurate.
Yeah, well.
No, you won't.
I'll do it with my left hand like he did. I'll come right across the top of the dome, and then I'll stumble away because my Achilles is broken.
Listen.
Happy to do it.
Listen, this is proof that we are so sensitive a society.
Do me a favor. Tom. Go next door into the other studio and grab me one of those helmets in there.
Yeah, so Craig can put it on so I can show him.
No, they don't fit my big head, but they'll fit your little head. No problem,
how
buddy.
How come you took my idea? Now I know how you feel.
Well, because I just want to point out that you feel like someone should get slapped in the head, so we'll do it.
I just didn't think it was that big of a deal.
So we're going to find out.
No. I said we put it on your head,
but I have vertigo.
You.
I can't get hit in the head.
I want to show you how I interpreted the Bruce Arians slap to be.
Yeah,
on the other hand, here's what you'll do. Yeah. I know you. You put the helmet on me.
I'll slap you.
You'll
right
secretly
head.
Take a baseball bat out, and you're like, sweet.
No. I'm going to walk right up behind you with my left hand, which is my weaker hand. I'm going to slap your head. Here's my Mississippi State helmet.
Put it on Craig's head.
Not good.
That
put
was my idea. The idea was good.
I'm glad you had a good idea.
All right, Lugie, you put it on. Come here.
Put it on.
Come on.
Yeah, Tommy's going to take off your hat, the wool hat,
and
indoors.
It's a fair compromise because I want to show you what Bruce Arians did.
Right.
And, Lugie, be honest if it hurts. All right?
Why don't you slap him, then
I'm
I
Bruce
slap
Arians.
Him?
Bruce Arians. Yeah, I'm going to show you how I interpret it.
Well, then I want to show you how I interpret it.
Can I throw nickels at his helmet?
That's by the way, you got to stand up. He was standing up.
Make believe you're like
I don't
know
about
fight,
the camera.
And I'll show you what he does. All right, here we go. I'm lobbing over.
That's not what he did.
Like that.
That's not what he did.
That's exactly what he
now,
did.
Now, if you allow me to show you.
Yeah, show me what he did. Because to me, full extension.
I'm going to show you what he did. You got to turn around. You got to turn around the other way.
This way.
Yeah. He came over here from behind him.
Which is what I did.
And he went like this. That's what he did. Yeah. That's what he did.
Mine was harder.
He didn't come over and tap, tap, tap. He smacked him like that.
Lukey fell down.
That's what he did.
So he lost his balance.
And Adams was like, did a bug just hit me?
Exactly.
What's going on?
So if Adams thought it was like a bug hitting his head, doesn't that prove it just wasn't a big deal? It really wasn't.
Worth. He's appealing it,
I'm sorry. This is more proof that society in 2022 has gotten soft.
I was waiting for someone to say, racist.
Come on.
There's going to be someone who's taken that
no.
as old white guy hits young black player in the head.
Come on.
Racist.
No.
I guarantee you by tomorrow, that is a take somewhere.
No.
There's no doubt.
He was literally he was trying to keep the guy from committing, I think, a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty.
You're not allowed to pull an opposing player off a pile.
So he was actually doing it to protect his team.
Well, he slapped him right in the side of the head. Anyway, you'll see someone have a weak take like that.
That is weak.
Hey, how long has Bruce Arians been a racist? His last name is Arian. I wonder why he calls himself Arian. I don't know, because it's his last name. I will say this. Every time David Duke makes a basket, it bothers me.
Hey.
It does.
David Duke Jr.?
And I'm not rooting against him, yeah.
Well,
but every time Iron Eagle's like, Duke, David Duke. I'm like, oh, no, come on.
Well, I got good news.
Can he have a nickname?
Yeah, I got good news. David Duke Jr. was starting for the Nets. He was a big part of the team. But now he's been bumped by the great Kessler Edwards, who has been outstanding. So you don't even have to see a lot of David Duke Jr.
I can't hear it.
But why?
Sorry. He needs a nickname like Billy.
How about DD2?
Or whatever.
No,
D-Square, Double Dutch, whatever.
DDJ.
Like, he's got to know, right?
Of course he knows. He said something I thought was great. He said, I am going to change the way people think when they hear that name.
That's a great attitude
I think it's an awesome
attitude.
But
until he does, I don't like it.
Well, it's going to take a lot for him to do that. He's going to have to become an all-star for that to happen, unfortunately. Because every time I tweet about David Duke Jr., which I don't do anymore because he doesn't play, 80% of the responses are, wow, what an unfortunate name.
Jeff's in Jersey on the fan. Jeff, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Yo, yeah, the Giants, they made that move with the quarterback before.
Yeah.
With Kerry Collins back in 2000, he had a lot of black clouds above his head.
Yeah,
they made the move, brought him in. They had to shift their comfortability level, And if you want fans in the stadium, you're going to have to make a compromise.
The thing about Kerry Collins, just to address what he was dealing with, he was dealing with an alcohol problem. And I think he did get a DUI, so there were things that happened, but he was dealing with an alcohol problem, went into rehab, I think admitted that he had a problem. And then, yeah, was certainly a very good quarterback for the Giants for a couple of years. Obviously, they got to a Super Bowl. I don't think on a lot of levels it's the same. Number one, Deshaun Watson's better if we're talking about talent. And I think the issues that they dealt with are also incredibly different. So it's a tough comparison to make. But look, John Mara is going to have to make a big decision because there is a chance that one of these GMs is going to say, look, this gives us the best chance to win. You're about winning? And then it's going to be up to John and Steve Tisch and Chris Mara to say, are we willing to bring in a guy who has those legal questions?
Congratulations to Jerry Recco for winning some obscure New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year award. Congratulations to, I think, Big Mac for winning the Eric in the Bronx Media Award.
The Eric in the Bronx WFAN MVP.
There you go.
I've got the trophy and
congratulations.
Everything.
Congratulations on that. Two guys here in the building, both winning awards.
Yes, I appreciate that. I didn't know you guys would say anything. Thank you. It means a lot.
Very proud of you. Eric in the Bronx, the FAN MVP award goes to Chris McMonagle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.